Hi, we're here with Nick Fry. Nick, we're really big fans of your squeaky voice. Is there any chance you could give us a quick sample?
There's quite a few changes to the car, and the main thing was aerodynamic improvements, checking out the aero balance with different settings.
No, it's not really good enough, Nick. Terry, squeeze his balls.
Righto!
Today was very much experimentation.
That's more like it.
Welcome to another F1 podcast
with Terry Saunders
and Kevin Shepherd.
It's the Spanish Grand Prix. It's the last Grand Prix under the Labour government. It had three things: boring racing.
Hola a todos. Hola a todos, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's the Spanish Grand Prix. Why am I Italian? My accent is very bad. Hey, everybody.
I was trying to think about an Italian, a Spanish accent earlier, and I couldn't quite manage it.
I think I'll just cut into this.
Oh, we started this new Tory podcast.
This is a Tory podcast.
Tory Liberal podcast. So we just had the Spanish Grand Prix, the last Grand Prix under a Labour government for at least 5 years. The last time we had a Tory Grand Prix, it was 1997. Mika Häkkinen with that Tory bastard. So, that race happened. It was, well, let's say the Spanish Grand Prix is always dull as shit. And this one, it wasn't actually as dull as it always is.
No, there were moments. Well, I mean, we just watched the highlights montage, which is, what, 45 seconds?
About that.
And it was able to encapsulate all of the good bits of the Grand Prix in that 45 seconds.
I'll be honest, I did nod off at the end. But yes, so...
It's like those trailers you see in the cinema when they show you the best bits in the fucking trailer and you go and watch the film and go, oh, I've seen
that really
good
was. That really was, yeah. So, the Grand Prix, well, we know what happened. Weber wished for a boring race and the genie gave him his wish.
Well, Mark, thanks for that. What, next race, Mark, can you wish for some kind of accident?
Mark, what else did you wish for? A broken leg. Oh. And a really whiny voice. Fucking kids. Well done. You've got your three wishes. Da-da. Why don't you wish for world peace or a Labour majority, I don't know, a world championship. But don't wish for one race, wish for the whole thing. But technical improvements on the cars this week. Ferrari have got an fuck duck.
Fuck a duck? I mean, could they have made that any more? I mean, what I can't really understand about the F duct in that position.
What does the F stand for?
Fast. F duct. I think it's just the shape of the duct.
Really?
Well, the McLarens isn't called an F-duct anymore, is it? It's they've got a different name for it.
They call it the... Fuck, I can't believe we got away with it, duct.
I can't believe it's not a duct.
Hey!
But there's no moving parts unless you count my knee. Oh, well, at least they used a knee with the F-duct.
Well, this is what I like about the F-duct thing, is because McLaren obviously had it in preparation when they were designing the chassis, so they could put it wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
The fuck they want duct. And all the other teams, they've homogenized. That word they keep using.
Homogenized. Like milk.
I don't think it is like that. Is it the same
is
word?
Homologated.
Homologated. Welcome to the homologated chassis. So all the others, they can't affect the chassis. They've got to put the hole where they found it. So it's like Ferrari, they've gone, we have got a hole. Where is it? Well,
it's a bit dangerous. Do you think that they just haven't really mastered the F-duct technology and they thought, what can we need to put it somewhere really fucking stupid?
Yes.
So that when the FIA see us use it, they'll ban it.
For all of them. Brilliant.
They threw out the idea of him having to stand on the back of the wing himself.
And that'd be great.
Just no hands above or two massive foam gloves.
Another one bites it.
Every race, Spa is like a roller coaster.
We'd like to see any in the comments. Leave your best ideas for where to put the F-duct.
The most ridiculous place to
on
the
tyre. Ow! Oh dear.
Yeah, so they had a bit of a problem with their F-duct, and everyone saw it because it's so obvious to put it there. I mean, it's the side of the camera. While we're talking about the camera,
I think. Do you know what it is though?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's where the speakers went. They ripped out the car stereo speakers, went in an hole there. We could put a duct
in
there.
We could tuck it in there.
Well, for that or the cigarette lighter. Strange, isn't it? It's an old joke, but it never gets less funny to pretend that a Formula One car has things that cars have. It's just a good joke.
Roof rack.
Roof rack. Horn. Yeah. Boot space. Oh, spare tire. MOT. Oh, less funny. Less funny. So,
what but else? His glove was quite amazing as well, wasn't it? It was like a boxing glove.
Yeah, it's weird they just put that thing on it.
Because I don't like my hairs. My hairs, yeah. I've got hands that do dishes.
I just like the idea that it must suck a bit. It must. I was always
put his face in it. He gave himself a love bite.
Look, I'm Massa. Just the idea. I was just thinking that, imagine if it sucks so much that you couldn't get the hand back up. Guys, I'm stuck.
Problem. His head starts to slowly bob the other way.
It's amazingly cocky though, isn't it, to go, look, I'm driving with one hand.
Yeah,
one
go, but he's not though, he was changing the brake bias at the same time. That was the problem.
Yeah. Oh,
he was driving the car like it was a tank, you know, with those two sticks.
So that didn't really work. Well, he came second, I suppose that worked in one way, didn't it?
Yeah, he came second, he did alright. He did alright.
Because Lewis's knee went so far through their F duct. Fuck the tyre. Who'd have thought it in this day and age? Lewis Hamilton losing a race because of tyres.
That's weird, isn't it? I just can't bring myself to say it anymore.
Oh, no, it's just.
Do you know what, though? That whole thing kind of pissed me off because he crashed the car and the fans went crazy in that sort of partially racist, partially we hate Hamilton, we think he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Kind of way. And at that point, I thought, yeah, he may be a dickhead, but he's our dickhead. Fuck off.
See, what I got from that was in the British Grand Prix when Alonso crashes out, I'm going to be cheering. I'm going to shave the word Lewis Hamilton into my chest. Woohoo!
I might even get a G-string with Lewis on it.
Oh, that's too much. But
then there was that time when Schumacher crashed. Was that in England as well? Was that in Silverstone when he crashed into the thing?
When he broke his leg.
Yeah, and something shot through his shin and everyone went, "Ooh!" I think they even stopped when they saw the sheet of doom.
The sheet of doom.
Yeah.
I think what they should do from now on when they bring out the sheet of doom is have a skull and crossbones on it. Oh, everyone. That's killed the moment. So what else? Well, the qualifying wasn't really a surprise. It's one of those things where they all came in order pretty much. Like you said, Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bulls, Ferraris, McLarens.
And then two of the midfielders either get in 10th or 18th. Is that 18th?
Well, it's the weird. Barrichello had all the Williams updates and didn't make it through Q1. He was a bit moody.
Kobayashi had some of the Williams, Ferrari and McLaren updates. Yep. For some reason just went straight up to number 10, which was
amazing.
I thought this was going to be Sauber's comeback. Foolishly thought, fucking hell.
It is odd, isn't it?
Because they got an F-Duct as well this week.
Yeah, but they've all got them now.
Yeah.
So well, they're banned now for next year. They've banned them.
I can't believe
that. It is a bit odd, isn't it? It's like they go, we want innovation, but not if McLaren starts it. So they've been banned for next year. Kurz might be coming back.
2012 or 13. Well,
they're talking about bringing it back next year. They can.
Wow.
And the tyres, new tyre people.
New tyre people?
It might be Michelin coming back. Or it might be Avon. Avon. I've never heard of.
I had Avon tyres on my car. They were all right.
How were they? How were they in the wet?
They are right in the wet.
How many laps did they last?
Newcastle and back.
Oh,
yeah.
Two.
Not bad.
I'm going to start crossing things. Oh, Jenson Button.
Jenson Button has been given the freedom of Froome.
Freedom of Froome. Now, this, for regular listeners, you'll know that Jenson Button is my nemesis. And, you know, I get quite jealous of his success because it was always quite easy to mock him when he wasn't winning races and he was washed up.
Now.
Because we're the same age. He's 3 days younger than me. And it's like, you know, what's he? I'm here with... You know, I've got a nice computer and you and Jensen's got, you know, Monaco and World Championships and that. And so he goes to his hometown of Froome and they've named it Jenson Avenue.
He's already got Jenson Avenue.
That's already happened. Yeah, fuck's sake.
It's not like he's got all sorts of stuff already. Jenson Bridge, I think there's a bridge. There's the Froome Flyer, the pub. It's like kind of Disneyland for Jensen fans.
Well, fuck it, but I go back to my hometown. Is there a Terry Avenue? No. There are Saunders up? No.
Mm-mm.
Do I get the key to Cheltenham? No. What do I get? I just get old people I went to school with going, are you that gay one? I thought we killed you. Oh, I live in London now. I've got a successful career.
I had to move away.
Successful? Are you sure? Well, actually, no, you're talking about, quite washed up at the age of 30. What? Yeah, I know.
Jason's got this. I mean, but what? Given the freedom of a city just means you can herd ducks or something through the village.
He can take a piss wherever he wants. Can at he? Any time.
Is that what really matters to you, Joe? Because I'm sure in Chelmsford they're not that fussy about where you piss.
You're dissing my own town. Fucker.
Do you like Chelmsford? Is that one
Chelmsford,
of
Chelmsford, not Chelmsford.
Where do you come from?
Cheltenham.
Oh, sorry, my
fucking
bad.
Hell. In Chelmsford,
I've
in Essex.
I've made that mistake before. Yeah, yeah.
Do I look like an Essexer?
Sorry, the idea of you coming from Essex just makes me laugh.
My town stayed liberal, either, you know. Did I it? Noticed that Bognor went fucking Tory.
Did it?
Yeah. You don't even fucking know, do you? That's your hometown.
I don't live there anymore.
But it's your hometown.
Well, that's the thing. I don't care about my hometown. Do you? That was the question I was going to ask. Is Cheltenham one of those places that you're proud of coming from?
No, I fucking hate it. But if they gave me the freedom of the city and put me a little thing on the front of the Formula One, I might pay attention.
Yeah, I would. Not in Bognor. No way.
Fucking Tory. Oh, look at me.
That pissed me off over the weekend when they just kept going, well, we're here at the Grand Prix, at least you'd get to know who the winner is by the end of that. And you think, no. Do you not remember Spa 2008 when Lewis won the race and then had to go backwards? No.
Of course, there was that race 5 years ago when there was a coalition winner
between Force India and McLaren.
Can you imagine? Pedro Della Nosa, that's my new nickname.
I love that.
I'm going to start updating on the nicknames we've got because we've got Felipe Baby.
Felipe Baby,
Pedro Della Nosa.
I quite like Pedo Della Rosa because he looks like a dirty old pedo.
It's funny that because
I wish this was a video podcast and you could have seen Terry's face of disgust.
Well, I only say disgusted because I think he looks a bit like you. Oh, double slam! Boom, 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 boom! Reload and shoot. Oh.
Who else have we got a nickname for?
Fernando Cunt.
Cunty Alonso. He's got about eight, but they all have the word cunt.
Cunt. Cunt.
Who we got? Vettel? No.
I've got some down here.
Alguersuari Naan? No.
That's a little...
Little race. Bread-based?
Bread-basedist. We haven't got any more. Fine, that was a bad feature. Oh, Francis Rossi was what was there.
So what we've basically got is a list of six names for two drivers.
Yep. If you've got any nicknames you want us to use on our official Formula One podcast page thing, please leave them in the comments or on iTunes.
Tell us.
So what else is happening in the world of Formula One?
Well, we were in the land of the Matador. They kept saying that.
Oh, at the end of the race, like Legard had obviously fucking practiced this. He'd written it down. He was talking to his wife.
He's got 3 weeks to rehearse this.
He's going, right, when the winner crosses the line, I'm going to wrestle the mic off Brundle. And then I'm going to say...
Got this new bit.
It's the land of the Matador.
Ta-da!
And his wife's like, yeah, that's a bit
shit.
Racist, isn't it? You know? I mean,
they don't really kill the balls anymore.
Yeah, it's another...
Are we doing another search the internet feature?
Fuck off. I just want to check. How do you see that?
I don't know. Click on the
There's a review.
Oh.
No, it's two anyway, isn't it?
No, there's only one.
I've seen that one before.
No, that's new.
Well, I've seen it.
Oksana, please mention me in the podcast. Well, we'd have mentioned Derby Beef.
All right, Derby Beef. Well done.
Do it again.
Ow!
Yeah, I gave you a girl slap.
Fucking hell, you dickhead.
That was a rumour on my head. My bald head. We've just...
3 years we've been doing this podcast. This is the first time it's descended into violence.
Violence. Right, thank you, Derby Beef, for your...
Hey, I tuned in. Hey, everybody... Shit's been going down on iTunes, people. We've had another comment. Derby Beef, thanks for leaving a comment. Now, if you want to be mentioned on this podcast, and obviously that means, you know, we're in touch with no one in the Formula One world. But, so, if you want to be mentioned on the podcast, we don't want money. We don't want fame or respect or journalistic integrity. We just want people to say they like us on iTunes.
This is just it. That's all we care about.
Just go to iTunes, look us up, say, oh, isn't it amazing? And then we'll give you, we'll say your name. You could make your name something funny like Terry's a cunt and I'll have to say it. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. I live by the sword. I die by the sword of wanting strangers' approval. So, Eddie Jordan didn't win the marathon.
Eddie Jordan.
I've run the marathon. Is that since the last one?
Terry, yeah, you've
run a fucking marathon.
Terry did the marathon. How and what was your time, Terry?
It was quite quick.
Were there slower Terrys?
Yep.
Were there faster Terrys?
I run a marathon. Right. But Eddie Jordan was supposed to run a marathon, and
he didn't do it.
I think it wasn't mentioned at all on the race broadcast.
Wasn't mentioned on the race.
And if you look up, you can look up on the results. There's no Eddie Jordan. There's no Edward Jordan.
Is that like a stage name, Jake?
If it is a stage name, and you didn't name a team after it, that's a bit weird, isn't it? Because I thought that. I thought it's Jordan, not his real name. Yeah. Well, there is a Eddie B on Edge. That's a good joke. Do you get it?
No.
Because it was Benton and Hedges, but whenever...
B on Edge. Happened as well. Ferrari have changed that... Marlborough barcode that we all knew was the Marlborough barcode.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, but it's great. So what they do is people say, look, you're subliminally still advertising Marlborough by having a rectangle in the same shape with red and white with a barcode. That is subliminally advertising Marlborough and that is fucking illegal. Fuck off, don't do it. They say, no, we're not doing it. But I tell you what, we'll take it off. But what we'll put in its place is an identically sized box that's white with red. So when you look at that box, you think, that's fucking Marlborough.
That's Marlborough. And it's sort of like, I reckon it's exactly the same dimensions as the top of a cigarette packet.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want to know what that barcode meant. We must have some... You've got a thing.
Look at that. It's a pack of Marlboro.
Terry's got a pack of Marlboro. What's the barcode say? Ferrari. Weird.
It's got pictures of lungs.
I just wonder if there's somebody in Asda who could scan a Ferrari for us.
Sorry. How many? Well, we got two, but one of them's a bit shit. Hey! Felipe Massa's been investigated. I read that and went, what's happened? Is it pit lane infringement? No, Ferrari did an internal investigation to try and work out why he's so shit.
Maybe... I don't know, do you reckon it is Schmedley's actually... Because he does guide him around every corner. I mean, he must get him up in the mornings, wash him, and stuff like that.
Shake it dry, Massa. Shake it dry, baby. Here comes the aeroplane.
No, I don't like flying things. But yeah, I mean, it's either he's so shit that Schmedley has to tell him, or it's just, maybe if Schmedley shut up.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Smeddy went. Maybe had a little bit of rain. I don't need you anymore, Smeddy baby. It's like, you can't even get a nickname, can you?
He's just overtired.
All right, go on, do it without me.
Schumacher, not shit.
Not utterly shit. Not great though.
Not great. But
considerably Rosberg,
better than Rosberg.
Rosberg, they did a lot of car updates.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosberg's been openly saying these updates made the car shitter, whereas Schumacher's been going, yeah, it's better.
Do you reckon they just made both of the cars exactly the same as Schumacher? So, like, Rosberg's sitting in Schumacher's seat. He's, like, sitting in it and it's quite uncomfortable. It's like, this doesn't feel right. There's an extra support for my neck. And
I bet what's happening. You know when you get a new pair of shoes and he's got that tissue paper in the shoe?
He left the tissue paper by the pedals.
I reckon Schumacher's gone in under the cover of night and just kind of put all this, like, tissue paper in Rosberg's car. So he's going, it just doesn't quite feel right.
I'd love to know, you know, there was a football programme like Soccer AM or maybe even just a Soccer Mag, but they employed people who could lip read.
Nice.
To find out what they were saying. I'd love to know what Rosberg was saying to Schumacher directly after qualifying, because it looked like Rosberg was saying, the car's really shit, I don't know what's going on. And Michael's going, fine for me.
Yeah, that's,
you're right there.
That's interesting. Maybe it's
but it was a bit like that all weekend, and then you've forgotten how Michael looks like a sort of smug stroke victim when he's smiling. He's got that sort of sideways face. He looks like a spanner. His face is sort of contorted. He's like, I'm trying to bend my own skull. But yeah, he's just a bit...
popping sound you can hear on the podcast. He's
breaking his jaw to look a bit like Michael Schumacher.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's going to be the end of everyone going, oh, isn't Rosberg good?
I hope not.
Chandock is having a bit of a love affair with Bernie. See that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just a bit of a... Chandok got smashed. I mean, first of all, congratulations to Chandok for breaking Massa's car. But
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Beautiful moment.
Massa going, oh, look, the other guys have been lapping that car, and I am the car. I am in the Ferrari. I can lap that car too. Oh, just go, Rob, what do I do? What do I do? The nasty man hit me.
Why didn't you say break?
Yeah, so Chandok went out, and then they had an interview with whoever they interviewed with these days.
It was Ted Kravitz.
Ted Kravitz interviewed
or
him.
Was it Lee McKenzie? One of the two.
I can't tell the difference.
But he said, I saw you talking to Bernie. Was he talking about Al Bashwari hitting your car?
Yes, he was.
But I can't repeat on air what he said.
But there were some swear words, and he said there were swear words. He said there were swear words. So Bershwari is going, oh, Al Bashwari's a bit of a cunt.
Bit of a cunt.
Did he hurt you? Did he hurt you?
I love you, Chandok.
I want to suck on your Chandcock.
You're only...
Perfect. But Al Bashwari, what a star!
What a star!
We can call him Al Gastarty.
Al Gastarty. What a nice name for him.
Oh, that was a proper PlayStation start.
It was a good start, a very good start. But I think he just missed the brakes.
Yeah.
And that's what happened for the rest of the race.
Well, maybe if Vettel missed his brakes more, they would be in trouble. Vettel was told to retire and he refused.
Wow, I loved it. It was a real film moment to hear them. You know, because somebody said, "We don't need this, Sebastian. We don't need this." And I thought they should have stopped him, forced him to stop. Surely they've got a panic button at the pits where they can just turn it off.
Yeah, but we don't want that, do we? We want them to race until they're dead. No, we don't want this kind of the car's a little wobbly, can you bring it in? We don't want any of the sponsors to look shit.
Yeah,
fuck it, race until the car dies.
Okay, fair enough.
Because the best thing is he had to use the engine to brake.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really understand.
When you change down from the gears, you get a certain amount of that's like a normal car. If you turn to third gear, the revs force you to slow down a bit. But I mean, you still can't stop completely.
But I think he was using that for a lot of it to make. But the thing is, what that meant is that puts extra strain on the engine
and the
gearbox has got to do another race. So, it's all in there
in that really unreliable Red Bull.
I can't wait. They've been on pole every race and they've won what, two or three? I don't know. Two.
And both Webber.
No.
Oh, Sebastian Vettel won the other one, did he? I've got to call him Sebastian Vettel.
Only, that's a nickname. We'll use his name. Only Button has won two races.
That's well, depressing. Him. Well, it depends.
Depends on what?
Who you are.
Well, yeah, if you're me, it's depressing. If you're you, glory ever.
Fantastic.
Oh, look at me supporting the guy.
And talking of Red Bull, Ted Kravitz tweeted something quite cryptic the other day.
Did he?
Ted Kravitz, who tweets very, very, very sporadically.
I don't even notice him tweeting.
Oh, exactly. Right. I mean, he the last time he tweeted was 3 weeks ago prior to this. And wow. All he put on his tweet was Red Bull. It's the
wow.
That's revelation.
What a tweet.
Red Bull have got swine flu. No, what he tweeted was Red Bull, it's the exhausts. So do you think he knows something about the car or?
Well, it was the exhaust that they were trying to hide, wasn't it, with their fake stickers?
Yeah,
at the start
everyone
of the year.
Assumed it was some kind of.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Rear wing innovation or dampers, but they were just trying to hide the exhaust.
What can an exhaust do, though? Unless the exhaust comes out so fast, it gives us extra power.
I mean, there is quite a lot of hot air coming out of an exhaust at very high speed, so you could divert it somewhere.
Surely people have thought of that before. That seems quite obvious.
And use it a bit like a rocket.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got a little like jet-propelled engine. Because you need hot air and just heat it up a bit more. But no, apparently it's the exhaust.
I think rockets are more complicated than that. You need hot air, heat up a bit more, rocket. Easy. Not rocket science, is it?
Rocket science. Oh, hang on. Yeah, but I mean, there was that year. Remember it was probably 2008 again when McLaren had exhausts that were different sizes to give them a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, but looks a bit ugly.
It looked a bit ugly, and they do say that if it looks fast, it will go fast, and if it looks ugly, I don't know what they say about
that. I just saw myself in the fucking reflection of the light. I'm very hairy.
Mm. Yeah, so we don't know about that. What else we got? Button trying to get past Schumacher. What's your take on it as a lover of the Frome Flyer? Do you think he was ever going to get past?
Yes.
You think so? Thanks for that.
No, I thought that... I thought he could have done it on that corner, the first corner, and he just kept in. It just kept in. It was like he was giving Schumacher in writing advance notice of what he's going to do. It's like, I hereby say on the first corner, I'm going to go to the left.
I think there's no way around the. I mean, as you saw Vettel, when Vettel tried. Hamilton and Vettel.
Oh, let's talk about that. Yeah, when they're out of the pits,
Hamilton comes out of the pits,
and Vettel just right behind him, and then. We've got to work out who it is because I think they deserve some bonus points.
You think so? I cannot give those bonus points.
No, because it gives some excitement in the race.
You think so? I was going to give it to Chandock for smashing into Massa because we kind of already said.
But
that
I want to take points off Chandock.
Why?
For fucking sucking off Bernie.
Well, that's our rationale. Then we'll find out who that was. We need to do that in a minute.
Yeah, sorry, we jumped ahead of ourselves. But yeah, so that happened.
So Hamilton comes out the pits. Vettel's coming down the straight, and there's a virgin just come out. And to the virgin's credit,
I saw Richard Branson at the marathon.
Did you?
Yeah,
he was running around as a fairy.
Yeah. I wanted to shout out, "Is your fuel tank big enough?" I was too scared.
That would have been a really good thing to shout at him.
I know.
Why did? Oh,
because he was surrounded by heavies.
And you thought, I'm tired enough, I can't fend off an abusive attack from bouncers. As he smiles, but then whispers in one of their ears.
Yeah. Kill him. Or rather, ruin his credit report. Oh, I've got that power. Make every train late. Oh, I've already got that, sir. Shut up. So
they come out the pits.
Actually, do you know what? I don't find Virgin trains to be that bad.
Do you?
Everyone goes on about them, but whenever I've got one, they're all
right. I've been on one, it was all right.
They're very nice trains. You know. You don't mind being late on them because they're quite
a Nick Fry. What's going on?
Very nice trains. Hello, Nick Fry! So, Nick, how old are you? 54! And what's happening? My voice is breaking! Did you watch the forum?
No, I didn't. There's no way I was going to watch the forum after sitting and watching the race.
Let me just... No, let's not do it now. Nick Fry's the guest on the forum.
Oh, wow.
And he looks really ill. He's got a beard, but he looks really fucking drawn, like, you know, really tired. And he just looks terrified.
Well, yeah.
I think it's because he's lost a lot of weight and his eyes have got bigger in his head. But he looks a bit Gollum. And that's nothing. So you've said that Massa lapping...
Did we actually talk about Hamilton and Vettel at the pits?
Yeah, I said that happened.
Yeah, well, it happened, and that was my point. My point was that
that it happened.
That when Vettel was trying to get round the outside, he had to take off the track and then do the sort of windy S bit because there's no room on the outside of that corner.
I bet there is.
I bet there isn't.
I bet you fucking.
I bet there's no way that we can. There's no way we can resolve this bet.
PlayStation.
The last bastion of true F1 form. I don't think there's any way around the outside of that corner. There's nowhere to overtake in Spain. There's a reason it's fucking dull.
Madrid. Oh.
The airport.
Why do we go to Spain?
I don't know. Have you started the music somehow?
Oh no, we've just got to the end. There you go. Bye!
that's good.
That's not really the end. Sorry, everyone, stop. It's not the end yet. There was no answer. Ah! Shut up!
That was us!
Hello!
Oh, bye!
Stuff comes to the website, anotherf1podcast.com.
Just press stop!
Bye.
Make it stop! Where is it? Oh, there it is. Hello. Oh, this is like DVD extras now. That's quite handy. It sort of gives you, it's like a little alarm clock to tell us that we've got to the magic 40 minutes.
32 minutes.
Okay.
And we've got to edit a lot of that out.
It's all right. It's not long to listen.
Right, Landon Matador, we're done. So, all right, whatever. Hamilton, Vettel, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hamilton fucks his tyres, blah, 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 we've done that. Oh, Rosberg's pit dirt, that was great when...
Yeah.
I pitted, you got the little lights on you. Have you seen the traffic lights are on their hand?
No.
I think I saw this.
You're making this.
The guy brings a lollipop down, but it's no lollipop, it's just his hand that's got a glove with lights on.
He's got like an artificial million-dollar arm.
Yeah. Go! So, yeah, but they use traffic light system, and surprise, surprise, it fucked up.
Yeah, and he fucks off, and his brakes catch fire.
Oh, dickhead.
They bring him back. Button, couldn't get a wheel nut off.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for the freedom of Froome. So Senna went off. Was it on the first corner?
No, yeah, yeah, let's talk about new teams. Let's do
okay,
that.
I made an official jingle. I haven't. it's the Anthony Davidson Underdog Award Trophy.
It's the wrong way around. You've changed it on the website as well.
Have I?
What yeah, it says a dwat, though. I quite like that.
Yeah, it sounds like a twat. What is it? It's the Underdog
Trophy Award.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The Anthony Davidson.
Well, I'm going to start up a separate
splinter movement.
Award trophy.
And you could have could have the Saubers,
yeah,
the Toro Rossos in there.
US F1's quite big on that one. remember their name. It was exciting, isn't it? So, let's put that there. Now, let's look at the results of the race. It's the Anthony Davidson Trophy Award.
Underdog Trophy.
It's the Anthony Davidson Underdog Trophy Award.
Children. Don't start playing with scissors.
Sorry! So, the winner of this week's point system prizes is Jarno Trulli. He gets 9 points for being the top car winning in the Underdog League.
Virgin, they get 6 and 4.
Hang on, no, I've lost my pen. Oh, shit. Hang on. Whoa. Right, so, hang on. So, how are we getting extra points to Glock, weren't we?
Yeah, we're going to give extra points to Glock for...
Making it exciting. So that's plus 5. Yeah. No?
What were we going to give Virgin the points for?
That was it. And then you wanted to take off points for Senna.
I was going to take points off of Senna for a shit crash, but that's already in. That's all right.
So, the standings are... Glock gets 11 points for finishing second in the league and... for making it exciting with the Hamilton Vettel thing.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Second is 9 points for Trulli, who came top. Degrassi gets 4 points for coming third.
Yeah.
Then we've taken points off of Chandock, and you've added points onto Chandock. So you've added 5 points for knocking Massa's wing off.
And you've
taken 2.5 points off for sucking off Bernie Eccleston.
You can take 5 off because he's only a short fella.
Exactly, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
And Senna's minus 5 points for the shittest retirement yet of the race.
Yeah, pretty rubbish.
So that's
running straight on.
That's the result. Hope that was clear.
As mud.
Right, the next race is this week. It's Monte Carlo.
It's tomorrow. Qualifying is tomorrow, Thursday.
What? Sorry, is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday today. Qualifying is tomorrow because they don't qualify on a Friday because there's...
No, it's practice tomorrow.
Practice, yeah.
Qualifying
yeah.
Friday, yeah, yeah. Nothing on Saturday, race on Sunday.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. So, we'll be back next week for the Monaco.
On Saturday. It's just nothing on Friday.
No,
it's Thursday practice.
No, you're wrong.
A Thursday practice, nothing on Friday.
Monaco, nothing on Saturday, Monaco.
So they qualify on a Friday?
On a Friday, because it's some kind of public holiday on a Saturday in Monaco. Everyone's wanking up into a cup.
It's a very nice cup, though. It's very expensive.
Are you sure?
They wank into the Holy Grail.
And that's enough from us. We'll be back for the Monaco Grand Prix podcast in a few days' time. Yay. Oh, it's going to be an exciting race with all that overtaking.
We have loads of backmarkers. We forgot to talk about that. They wanted to split the qualifying, didn't they?
Well, we talked about that in the race. What were we talking about?
Yeah.
Basically, they want to split the qualifying
to give the Underdog Trophy Award their own qualifying session.
Oh, they've listened to us. Right, we'll be back in a few days for the Monaco. We'll just start. Let's do the Monaco Grand Prix podcast now. Hello, everybody.
Wasn't that exciting?
Oh.
I didn't believe it was going to rain.
Oh, I didn't.
Should we do predictions? It's going to rain. There's going to be some crashes, and somebody might hit the Armco. And they'll all avoid a bump on the track somewhere. Mm. Yeah, they're a bump.
Bye! Bye! We're going now! Stop fucking listening!
You've been listening to another F1 podcast with Terry Saunders and Kevin Shepherd. If you want more stuff, come to the website, anotherf1podcast.com. Bye!